listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Crumlin at Winterroad II from the Ralph Winterroad Show in Alaska. And first hour, I may run over something I've never done, but it is so important. I got up this morning and I saw Karen Kingston, which is the ex-Pfizer employee, and she is extremely brilliant, documents everything. And she was on with Brandon House, H-O-U-S-E, of Frank Speech. And it's about 47 minutes long, something like that. And so I'm going to play that. I just sucked out all of the slides that she had in her PowerPoint. I may have missed the very beginning of this, but this is just absolutely shocking, and I can tell you unequivocally that we're right on our, what we call our government, is our enemy right now. It has been infiltrated, the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, our Congress. Where is Congress with all this stuff? This is going to be a shocking information. They're injecting from a 1950 cancer patient, extremely deadly strain of cancer. It's in some of the bioweapon jabs. They're looking, they've got something called Lucifer S. L, it's like Lucifer, Lucifer, and then A-S-E on the end. Lucifer, A-S-E. Oh, you think they might be telling us something? This is another thing to modify our DNA with other DNA or DNA so that it's like we're creating a new life. This is Satan's attempt, I guess, to create life. And also in this, it can cross animal plant stuff, so they can insert DNA from animals into our DNA, or synthetic in our DNA, to create God knows what. They have an embryo thing type that's got three legs and a head that you'll be hearing about briefly in this. I mean, you can, this is like the most evilest thing you could think of. I think it's important to get this out. I will be filing, we will be filing a motion for rehearing on the Supreme Court that denied the IRS being exposed, and we don't have any constitutional courts. That number is 20-1714. You can go to the Supreme Court case homepage, docket 20-1714, and you can look at the brief. It's too hot to handle. So we'll be filing in a rehearing. I don't know if they'll take it or not. Probably not. But I'll tell you one thing. You don't win by sitting on the bench. And we don't win by not telling the whole truth. We've got to tell the whole truth. I don't listen to any talk shows. I can't stand to listen to them. I don't watch any TV, of course. I haven't had one for 21 years. But I dropped all of Fox News. I don't do any of that. I go to Frank Speech, and I guess there's a couple other places, but the news that's going on, I'm telling you, when you get through listening to this, might want to read about the pale horse and death in the Revelation. So let's go ahead and start this, and we'll have to be stopping this for the breaks here. Like I say, it might bleed over into the next hour, but I don't know why anybody does the IRS. If you understand what's going on, we have no constitutional courts left except the Supreme Court, and they're not acting like it much. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Anyway, let's go ahead and start this. And this is Brandon Howes of Frank Speech and Karen Kingston, an ex-Pfizer employee, a really brilliant, brave lady.
This is what I just heard. This is what I thought I heard. Are you telling me there was a lady that died of some kind of cancer in the 1950s and somehow she's involved in the vaccines today?
Yeah, it's called HELA. It's the HeLa stem cell line, and so that it's in the patent, and we'll go through it. But it's not that what the HeLa stem cell line does is it accelerates cancerous tumor cell growth. I mean, it can integrate with other cancers too. It's very deadly.
So what you're telling me is, someone that died of a very strong and aggressive cancer in the 50s, their what? Their DNA, their blood, their what? What from her was added to a line of vaccines?
The genetic sequencing, so the codon for that cancer cell that she had is now in the vaccines.
Why on earth would they do that? And this is not conspiracy. This is documented, correct?
It's in the patent, yeah. And I mean, it explains why people are getting these rare forms of cancer, and they're going from having no signs of cancer to end stage 4 cancer because it's the HeLa line that enables that to happen. This woman was 30 years old when she died, left 5 children behind.
In the 1950s. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I talked the other night, she's going to be coming on again. When she was talking to me in the spring of 2020, and she was saying that, you know, so many of these vaccines are causing breast cancer, prostate cancer, you know, colon cancer, whatever, that the cancer is in the vaccines, that they've gotten into the lines. And of course, the manufacturers, I guess Fauci convinced the Reagan administration to put something in that wouldn't hold the vaccine companies liable. So she said to us then, this is why you're seeing so much cancer. This is part of what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, this isn't the shocking part of what we're going to talk about today either.
But, okay, that's all right. So let me conclude on this. We'll keep moving then. So what you're telling me is, which shot is it in, number one? But number two, telling me that this is how dirty these vaccines are, so we're going to see a massive outbreak of cancer, even more than we've already got, which seems like a ridiculous amount already. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, there'll be a massive outbreak of cancer and very advanced forms showing up out of nowhere, basically. But in regards to like what's in these vaccines, we don't know. Again, the consumer good manufacturing practices were all skipped. It's Russian roulette with what's in the vaccines. We know there's microorganisms in some of the vaccines, but they're not in all. Right? I mean, this Dr. Frank Zolinski, I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly, I believe out of Germany, I mean, he tested vials, and it seemed like the lots that he looked at, it was one out of every five vials had a microorganism. So what vials contain the HeLa stem cell line? I don't know. We don't know. This is, Brandon, what has to happen is there needs to be a mass stop to all of this. Right now, in our country and across the globe, and everything that's been done, it's not been just unlawful, it's been criminal. Everything, the FDA authorization was criminal, the FDA approval was criminal, the manufacturing has been criminal, the propaganda regarding the safety and efficacy has been criminal. This is a massive global terrorist attack on humanity. It's all criminal. It needs to stop. We've been lied to, and people are dying, and as people like myself and physicians come forward with what they're finding in publicly available government documents, it's clear that this is an act of genocide against the global population. You're a history buff, and I'm not, but whether it's China or some global terrorist group, there was no defeating the United States. We have the most powerful economy. We had the most powerful military. So the only way to take out democracy, would be American people to concede, you know, in an effort to commit self-harm and or suicide against their own population. And they would need the American people and the American military to willingly do this. That's the only way America could ever be taken out. And that's what we've done. I don't understand why Congress, you know, every representative from every state is not filing criminal charges against, you know, our government, you know, the FDA. What the FDA has done is not unlawful. It is criminal. What Fauci has done is not unlawful. It is period. It's all criminal.
And yet the FBI wants to investigate as domestic terrorists America's moms speaking at school board meetings.
Again, and that's part of the criminal propaganda that's going on. You know, terrorism is defined as an act that results in the harm or death of American citizens that violates state and federal law. That's what's going on. Again, if you at the VAERS data, those are not adverse events because that would be unintended consequences. The FDA met on October 22nd, and they listed out myocarditis, encephalitis, elimination of your platelets, thrombocytopenia, death. They knew what they were doing. We have all the evidence to show the FDA, the NIH, the CDC. They all knew what was going to happen. They executed their plan. They used behavioral insights in partnership with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, including Harvard Business, you know, Harvard at the helm of this, to know how to psychologically, mentally, and emotionally manipulate Americans to do something that had no benefit to them, and then to cover it up. And then they used Penn State University, to then use the psychological insights on doctors and the doctor-patient relationship to make this happen. This is all criminal. I don't understand why people aren't moving forward with criminal charges.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this again, my layman mind here. The, if I'm saying wrong, the HeLa, H-E-L-A, how you say that stem line? HeLa?
HeLa.
Okay, the HeLa stem cells, they're in this patent, but we don't. And this patent is what we're about to go through, right? This is the patent we're about to go through. You say it's in the patent. Is this the patent we're about to go through?
Yeah, it's the Moderna patent that's available on the Moderna website for all the mRNA vaccines. You can get it on the Moderna website. The link's there.
So what you're saying is it is a matter of documentation that the HeLa stem cells is in some of these vaccines or any of the mRNA vaccines, right?
Yeah.
And the HeLa stem cells dates back to a woman who died from cervical cancer, a very aggressive form of cancer in the 1950s, and it's in this mRNA vaccine. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. She died at 31 years of age and left 5 children behind. Mm-hmm.
And this would maybe, along with the Luciferase, may explain that in the HeLa stem cells may explain, or not, I'm said may explain why someone like General Colin Powell, who I think was already suffering with some major medical issues, but it could have certainly exacerbated his health situation should he have gotten the mRNA vaccine. Is that true?
Yes. And there's people I know someone personally who developed myeloma. I don't want to say anything more than that, but I know Dr. Mikovic has had to mourn the loss of her daughter-in-law,
right. You
know, a young, healthy woman in her 40s who all of a sudden manifested with the advanced stage 4 myeloma, which is a rare form of bone cancer that normally shows up in people in their 80s.
After being vaxxed.
And then I was on the show last time. I showed you the delivery devices, specifically the magnetic nanoparticles that target the bone. So, you know, they can be delivering anything into them. They could be delivering carcinogenic, cancer-causing stem cell line, along with, vascular growth endothelial factors to accelerate the growth. I mean, this is a lethal injection, and it also causes genetic mutations too. I mean, there's no gray area anymore. People need to just.
This is science. They want to tell Pastor Art Pawlowski that he's denying science up there in Canada for keeping his church open and saying things he's saying. Reality is they're the ones denying science. You're laying out Judy Mikovic, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, I could keep going. These are the ones laying out the science, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to take it a step further. Everything I present, I'm presenting from our government websites and from the manufacturer's own documents. What I'm presenting on your show is no different than what companies pay me to do to go through a medical legal review process to get their products approved by the FDA and are their materials as far as what they can and cannot say approved by the FDA. This is, there's nothing I'm presenting that isn't standard science. It's government documents. This is what I do for a living. I mean, there's the other stuff that you're hearing on the mainstream media is propaganda. This is the truth.
Wow. All right, let's go to the slides. What's this first slide we're looking at here, Karen?
I just wanted people to know that you can get this patent off of the Moderna website. This is that master patent that covers the mRNA vaccines, and this includes the lipid nanoparticle delivery system. So I just wanted to put that up there. But I also wanted to note Section 74, where it explains the polynucleotide. That's the fancy term for the makeup of genetic material, can include other agents, including triple helix formations. Formation is a little bit more of a vague word. Aptamers are biomarkers and vectors. So it says triple helix vectors. So typically a vector would be just the lipid nanoparticle. In another patent that we went over, a vector could also be a microorganism. So, for example, if the government wanted to get people injected with an infectious disease or what they're calling now vaccines, a vector could be a mosquito. And Dr. Ralph Barrick was funded by the NIH, you know, tens of millions of dollars to research the dengue virus, which is a form of malaria, if you will, but more aggressive, that's transmitted through mosquitoes. So he did do a lot of research on that. So that would be.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All vaccines. A vector could be a mosquito. And Dr. Ralph Baric was funded by the NIH, tens of millions of dollars to research the dengue virus, which is a form of malaria, if you will, but more aggressive, that's transmitted through mosquitoes. So he did do a lot of research on that. So that would be a vector. The mosquito would be a vector. Potentially in these injections, there are parasites that could be considered the vector. The vector is supposed to deliver a vaccine, you know, to help protect your immune system. But in this case, what we're seeing is that microorganism is developing toxins and or other mutations to harm people. And that seems to be a Hydra-based vector. We don't have time to go into all that today, but that's what it is.
All right.
And then the next slide, this is section 54. And I just wanted to explain that I see what I just said, that the vector is used to deliver, you know, can be used to use toxins or to amplify, you know, transfection. So the production of genetic material and the insertion of. So on your show last time, a vector could also be those deliver systems we went over, the nanospheres, the nanomagnets, the nano single-walled carbon nanotubules, the graphene tubules. So those are also vectors that then can deliver product to then amplify the acceleration of whether it's tumor cells, cancer cells, or other developments of other even organisms in someone's body. So I just wanted to be clear that that's what that is.
Okay.
And then if you go on the next slide, because what we really wanted to talk about is the luciferase. So what this shows is some of the primers, so the catalysts that are in probes, so diagnostics, that are included. And so if you just go down to the bottom three, you see LUC1, LUC2, LUC3. That's luciferase. And I believe that's the codon, that's the genetic code. So I believe that's the genetic code for the firefly, part of the firefly substance that they're using in the vaccines.
When you say firefly, you mean like the kind we used to catch in bottles when we were kids?
No, it's not that. Well, I actually have the studies for you to look at exactly what the firefly is. But yeah, but it's conceptually the same thing. So that's what that is. And so if you go on to the next slide, this explains what luciferase does. It's from our NIH website. And, you know, I know this is all in big terms, but it basically what it explains is that it maps out. It's excellent at mapping out different genetic sequences across diverse types of species and stuff. So it's an excellent assay in that manner. And then at the bottom, it talks about it being a substrate. So again, being a catalyst for amplification, duplication of genetic material, and then the integration of that genetic material, it can help with that, you know, into cells, into organisms, into, you know, genetic material, you know, material that you want to actually change the genetic sequence of.
Okay, let's break that down in layman terms. This is what I think I heard. Correct me if I'm wrong. The luciferase helps to impart, deliver some chemical into more parts of the cell? Is that what I'm hearing?
Genetic material. To deliver the genetic material.
Okay,
yeah.
So the
catalyst, that chemical product that helps the integration.
Well, look at the headline. Exploring the limits of luciferase, multiplexing to assay multiple cellular signaling pathways at once. So in other words, the luciferase helps to deliver or distribute what to the cells?
Well, the assay is a measurement of the genetic code, and then it delivers that genetic code into the cells. It helps do that. It helps facilitate that integration.
Okay. So that luciferase helps to deliver that agent into the cell lines.
Yes.
Okay.
And it can do it across a diverse genetic portfolio. That's
okay.
The point.
Okay.
And I remember the first page of the patent I showed you, again, we talked about integration of creating triple helix DNA, which is not in the animal kingdom and not in the plant kingdom, right? We have 46 chromosomes, double helix, period. So this is not of anything that God created, just to be clear about that.
Okay. So this is the next slide, 5.
Yeah, and I just wanted to show, this is an actual NIH grant, so this is what American tax dollars went to. And if you just go to the bottom, you can see that $400,000 went to this study. It was awarded in May of this year, and it ends in May of next year, the final study. And in regards to the public health relevant statement, this is not in the benefit of the public health. This is in the benefit of these scientists who want to, modify human genetic material. So it's not, there's no real benefit there.
And would it also sound like what they want to do is kill people, depopulation, cancer? I mean, this will be great for the cancer industry, will it not?
Yeah, they'll have to come out with some more of their RT, chimeric antigen receptor T cell therapies that, you know, start at about $1 million a treatment.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who's going to pay for that?
We will.
The insurance companies or the government? Or both? One and the same now?
I mean, the government. I mean, Americans will. This is about why we're going to own nothing and like it. I mean, spending on getting us sick.
And when you say $1 million, you mean $1 million for the treatment for one person?
Yes.
And that's assuming they're going to want to treat you. But once they find out what your worldview is, and I've had a big mouth, you know, if I were to get this, which I'm not going to get the facts, but someone that got it by making a bad decision, they find out what their worldview is, and they need $1 million in treatment to be saved. Goodbye. Active euthanasia.
Yeah, I mean, the injections are a form of, I mean, it's a lethal injection in many, many people. Some people did get placebo, though. I mean, that's confirmed by a number of different sources. So some people didn't get this, but it's very disturbing, for sure. I mean, absolutely.
What is slide 6?
So I just wanted to show that it is the, luciferase is this firefly bioluminescence. So it explains why those vials are glowing, because it just says here, you know, it's the emission of the bioluminescence from it. And then it just goes on to the fourth paragraph saying that it is a reaction of the luciferase substrate. So that's the substrate, it's a catalyst for a chemical reaction. And let's see, does it go on? It talks about the light matter. It talks about providing biomarkers as well. And then it includes analytical test of metabolites like ATP So ATP is just the molecule. It's one of the best molecules for energy transmission. So again, it's a catalyst, right? It allows for chemical reactions to happen that improve outcomes. So if you go on to the
next slide. I hate to belabor the point because I want to make sure I'm not misunderstanding. When they use the phrase firefly, are they meaning they literally use fireflies? Do they take the chemical of what makes a firefly light up and somehow use this in the process? Or if not, why are they using the word firefly?
She's going through the slides. I have pictures of them. They're not fireflies. They look like worms to me, actually. But
they look like what?
Worms. Go to the next slide.
Okay. So slide 7.
So this is the name of it is Orphelia fultoni. So this is it says brilliantly blue emitting luciferase system. So that's what you saw in those vials was this blue light.
That's right.
So it's called, the Latin term is, the name for this species is Orphelia fultoni, and I can't pronounce this, Caroplatinae diphtheria. So if you go to the next slide.
Bingo.
So that's it. That's the larva. Yeah, it's blue.
Okay, now we've gone from fireflies to larva. What is this? What is this? Is it from a worm or what is
that's
it?
That's the eggs. Those are the eggs of the firefly. So go on the next slide. Because sometimes, look, it can also be purplish. So when I've heard Dr. Carrie Day say, like, sometimes it looks blue, sometimes it looks purplish. So I guess it can be either or. And then if you go on the next one, you can see the larva. So, and then you can see, like, they put a little vaccine thing there for you to see.
Good grief.
So, yeah, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And I just pulled this stuff together for you today. I mean, I'm just, you know, had a couple tears, cried a few times, and put my hair and makeup on and got on.
Good.
So we're never told what's in these. Again, that's criminal. And I do go to the next slide. I just want to be clear that this does change your DNA.
Okay. Can I ask a question again? Because I hate to belabor the point.
Ahead.
Are you telling me this is the larva from fireflies? I mean, they're the eggs. They're the eggs from fireflies, right?
But I don't think it's the fireflies that I grew up with in, you know, New York. I don't know what fireflies these are, but it's, yeah, that's larva from some fireflies.
Okay.
I think there's different fireflies.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I mean, no matter what, it's disgusting. I mean,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
It gets worse. Being infected with firefly larvae.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, it gets worse. So this was a press release that was put out on June 7th, 2021. ADC Biologics is one of the top manufacturers of biological agents, you know, gene therapies, etc. You know, in the industry. And so this is a quote from their former chief business officer. Mark has gone on to another organization. But this press release was June 7th. And what it says is, I'll just read it. We are honored that BioNTech has entrusted us. So BioNTech is the maker of the Pfizer vaccine. BioNTech has entrusted us to become part of their global supply network in an effort to make the vaccine available to as many people as possible around the world, says AGC Biologics chief business officer Mark Womack. We are very proud of our efforts to provide our global customers with the essential materials needed to rapidly deliver vaccines in the fight against COVID-19 pandemic. AGC Biologics will manufacture and supply BioNTech and Pfizer with the plasmid DNA starting material, an essential component of the BioNTech's mRNA-based vaccine and manufacturing process. Why is that alarming? Nobody was told they were injected with plasmid DNA. Go on to the next slide. I just keep going through this. What is plasmid DNA? Okay. It is used for a number of applications, including transfection, which is insertion of genetic material into your cells. Sequencing, which we know is the genetic sequencing of, you know, figuring out what the genetic codes are. Clones. Okay. We know what clones are. That's when you're cloning. I'll go through the slide on restriction digestion. which is when you basically cut and paste DNA into different parts of a genetic sequence. And PCR is the polymerase chain reaction. So that is mapping out a full DNA code and then taking what's called a codon and like copy-pasting. So that the point of plasmid DNA is to help with integration of new genetic material into a being, basically. Just that's what it is. You can skip through the slides so people can see these.
Say that last. I think that last sentence summed it all up. Say that last sentence again.
So the purpose of the plasmid DNA is to help with the integration of genetic material into a being.
And the question would be, what genetic material, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it can integrate viral genetic material. It can integrate genetic material from other species. It can integrate bacterial genetic material. No one was told about this. And if you're saying it doesn't contain plasmid DNA, then write the board of AGC Biologics and tell them they're lying, Reuters. Go tell AGC.
Have you presented this anywhere else? Is this the first time you've presented this?
Yeah, you called me to talk about luciferase, so I'm just...
And so you just threw this together. So you just threw it together this afternoon. This is the first time you've presented this about the plasma, the plasma DNA.
I mentioned it somewhere else, but I don't remember when. We haven't shown the press release.
Wow. Well, we're so thankful for you. Keep going.
Yeah. So this is, again, I told you what transfection means. Thermo Fisher, this is their definition. It's the process of artificially introducing DNA and RNA into cells.
Okay.
It can result in the change of properties of the cell. This is a genetic change to your genetic makeup. And Reuters, go pound sand. If you say what I'm saying is false, send a letter to Thermo Fisher Scientific. Tell them to take down the definition.
Can result in a change of the properties of the cell. So now these guys are injecting stuff into people to change the very makeup of their cell and their DNA.
Yeah. So one of the makeups of the cells is you can have perfectly healthy cells that now will not go through natural cell death and have HeLa injected into them. And so now you've got an aggressive cancerous cells that are forming tumors in your body. So that's one change. There could also be interspecies changes. We don't have time to go through that today, but...
Okay.
Wired hydras and some of this stuff.
All right.
Keep going.
14.
Oh, so what I wanted to just emphasize here is that this is a this enhances transfection. That's what this basically says. So it enhances the ability for this genetic material to penetrate the cell and integrate and then integrate with it. So luciferase does that, as does plasma DNA. I mean, they really created the most potent, weaponized combination of chemicals and synthetically modified to really hijack the genetic materials that make up a human being. So that's the whole point of this.
Okay. Slide 15.
This is just, again, something else that the plasmid DNA does. It does restriction digestion, which is the process in which DNA is cut at specific sites. So there's another term for this, and it escapes me right now. It's basically genetic jumping. So you can take a genetic codon from one species, and it can jump and splice and integrate into another species. And there's another term for it, and it's just not with me right now. So that's basically what this is.
Okay. So keep going.
Keep going. Yeah.
Okay. Slide 16.
So you're talking about how do you know HeLa is in the vaccines? Well, it's in the patent, and a histogram is a fancy word for a chart. So this is just a chart where they showed. When the cells were exposed to HeLa, the HeLa stem cells, this is VEGF is vascular endothelial growth factor. So what it shows is that when it's treated, you see an amplification in the production of HeLa cells.
And HeLa cells are bad, right?
Yeah, they're cancer cells. They're very aggressive. They're called the immortal cell line. It is probably the most aggressive, deadly cancer that we know of that's been isolated.
And it came from this lady in the 1950s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who died from cervical cancer.
The VEGF production, what that shows is vascular endothelial growth factors. So what happens when you have cancer is it's aggressive. It starts growing, and it creates cells, endothelial cells, and it creates angiogenesis, so vasculature, and it starts growing. And what you want to do is you want to stop that. But what this shows is that VEGF, vascular endothelial growth factor, goes through the roof, right? So that means that it grows very, very quickly when it's exposed to the HeLa cell line. So again, it's a very aggressive cancer that progresses exponentially faster than most cancers.
And just so the audience remembers, this is the Moderna patent, right?
Yes, which is the mother of all patents, right? They fall, the mRNA vaccines all fall underneath this.
So you get an mRNA vaccine for COVID, their patent says this HeLa is in it, right?
Well, the patent says that the HeLa can be in it. It says it doesn't say it is in it. It says that we can put this in it if we want to.
Okay.
That's what the patent says. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 17, slide 17.
So I just thought this, again, I just pulled this off for people to see with their own eyes. So what HeLa is it divides over and over again. You can pull this off any website. And that's why it's called the immortal cell line. It's very difficult to kill, to stop.
Notice what it says there. HeLa is an immortal cell line used in scientific research. It's the oldest and most commonly used human cell line. The line is named after and derived from cervical cancer cells taken on February 8th, 1951 from Henrietta Lacks, which I guess is why it's called HeLa, a 31-year-old African-American mother of five who died of cancer on October 4th, 1951. Why on earth would you want to use that? What is the benefit of using this in science, quote science?
Yeah, this has all been done under the guise of helping people, and it's not. I mean, John Hopkins has an entire section of their research site dedicated to this HeLa stem cell.
So we're gonna inject cancer, a line, cancer cells, a human cell line from a lady that died of one of the most aggressive cancers known, and by doing that and putting it into vaccines, and we're gonna help humanity. That's the bull we're being sold.
Yeah, it's a bunch of hulicky. I mean, it's a long line. Mm-hmm. So just on the next, the next slide, when you're exposed to HeLa, what they see is a major uptake in what's called granulocyte macrophage colonial stimulating factor. So what is that? That is a cytokine that's an immune response that shows aggressive growth of a cancer. It is the immune system's, I would say the immune system's grim reaper call if you get an amplification of GCSF or GM-CSF, right? This is the final blow to kill a person. Maybe it's the immune system's, normally it would be a natural mercy way to take someone out of pain who has been suffering from cancer. It comes in very quickly, and you very quickly progress from maybe a later stage cancer to death. So that's what this is.
Okay, slide 19.
We can skip this, but it's another amplification. So this slide, Carrie Madej, I don't know if Carrie's going to show, but
yeah,
Carrie.
Yeah, twice.
Okay, so I did a recording with Carrie and Dr. Artis a couple days ago for the Global Alliance Against the COVID-19 Vaccines, and I had shown on your show these little nanospheres.
Yes, you did.
And I believe they do deliver, whether it's SRF or VEGF, to accelerate growth, right? SRF was the serum something factor, I can't remember, but it's critical in embryonic development. That's what it's needed for. And I asked Carrie, like, if she thought that this was similar to some of those nanospheres. She said, well, no, that little image on the right is, but she said this looked to her like an embryo. So it looks like the blastula. So the beginning of the embryonic development of something. So the question is, what thing is being developed? What is this an embryo of that maybe is in some people's bodies now?
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
That's developing. And, you know, I was thinking, you can go back to you and I talking, Brandon, because I do want to talk to you about this.
Okay.
So I was thinking about why they were saying, hey, there's no such thing as men and women, and now we need to call them birthing people. And I'm like, well, who are these people who don't believe in gender and believe men can give birth? And I guess, you know, be careful what you wish for. You know, when you start building your belief systems and your reality away from God, because that term birthing people could come true. These are these look like embryonic cells. We know there's also been some kind of chimeric hydras injected in people. And there seems to be embryonic development going on of a thing inside people's bodies. And this Dr. Frank Zolaski had said, you know, what he found was like these little eggs, when they were exposed to graphene oxide in an environment that was similar to the human body, the head was around 2 millimeters, and then there were three legs that were up to 2.5 meters. That's 8 feet long. So again, this concept of programming people that everyone can be a birthing person, I'm not sure what these godless people are wishing for.
But what is this supposed to be the embryo of? Is it embryo of what?
Nobody knows.
Like something out of Aliens, the movie.
Yeah, well, we know the NIH created a chimeric hydra. So we don't have time to go through that today. But and we know those images Carrie saw resembled a hydra. So, you know, and it seems that these injections that people are getting are, for lack of a better word, nutrition for these man-made synthetic organisms that are combined with non-plant kingdom, non-animal kingdom species. And this Dr. Zelensky had said, I think I'm saying his name right, had said that the hydra tested contained some medical elements like aluminum and graphene oxide, and that would be where the triple helix comes in. And Twist Bioscience, by the way, has a next generation sequencing platform where they were able to take things like art collections of artwork like a Monet and do the genetic sequence of it, and then it can be reproduced. So if there is, I mean, there are platforms out there that allow you to create a genetic sequence of anything and then integrate it with other genomes. And that can be done through Ares, too, which is this platform that is being worked on by both the NIH and the DOD. And on September 23rd, Dr. Francis Collins wrote an article about it, saying that Ares stands for Atomic Rotationally Equivalent Scorer. And when it was RNA molecules and structures to be determined, Ares figured out to then build cells and tissues from these RNA structures. And it actually came up with 1,500 possible 3D structures, and then on its own determined what was the most viable option. And Ares is artificial intelligence, by the way. It's an artificial intelligence platform.
That they're building inside the human body?
The question is Ares in some of these injections? You know, it's an artificial intelligence platform.
I've got 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to go to slide 21?
No, because that just shows the
slide. I think slide
22. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.